And we're live.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 13 of the Beyond Retro podcast. I'm Tyler Baker. The table is all here with Mr. Kennedy himself, property of the Boogeyman.
Yeah, property of the Boogeyman.
Yeah, those are wrestler. And and Mojo Locke himself, Jojo Amato, the Rotten Amato, the King of Customization.
Oh, well, thanks for all those names and shout-outs and everything. Yeah, I was trying to get everything all set. I was running late. I had to reboot.
Almost looked like bouffanting your hair there, the way you're kind of playing through headphones, as if you're making sure your hair is nice and puffy in the back.
Yeah, I'm trying something because, I mean, either way, I know I got the worst connection for all of us. So, like I said, I always gotta flip my tablet the other way so I can't see what's going on. In case fans are ever wondering what the hell I do at the time, I take my tablet, I flip it to where the camera part is aiming at me, but I can't see what's on the screen. It's on the other side. So then I take a mirror and I put the mirror in back of the tablet as a reflection so I can see you guys as I'm talking. And it's just to make it just a little bit clear, because my connection in my video feed is horrible. And if I had it the other way, it would be even worse. But I did want to say hello to JSP in the chat room, and also SS J Mitz. JSP said, "Now I have a machine gun. Oh, oh, ho." And SSJ Mitz maybe knows Nathan Kennedy, because they said, "Bring on the Nathan Kennedy," and said, "So I don't know. Is that somebody you know, Nathan?"
Yeah, that is a former coworker. That is Jose Delgado, who streams video games on Twitch all the time. So he's always he always pops in and checks out the show. So hey, Jose, hope you're doing okay and not completely miserable right now.
There you go. I've always heard the "Hey Jose" for myself all the time. That's what everybody would say to me, so I can relate. And we got Iceman Traveler. He said, "Sup." He's in the chat room, so thank you for joining us. And well, we have commentary of something particular for a Christmas episode, but we always do other just side rants and rambling. I mean, there's always other things that come up. And, I mean, not even Christmas related, but I just finished watching The Punisher. I don't know how long that's been on Netflix or anything, but I admit I did kind of a binge watch. I tried to finish it up in a week. I don't know if either of you guys have watched The Punisher. What's that?
You hypocrite. I'm going to watch it.
I couldn't help it. I don't even know when it started, but I got so into it. I mean, I just love seeing what the Punisher does. So I've been into that.
Doesn't do a whole lot of punishing in the show, though.
Well, from what I've seen, there's been some pretty good punishments. There's been some stuff he's done. I don't know how many.
What you see in Daredevil season 2, it's, and I enjoyed it, you know, for the most part. But as when I look back at the series as a whole, it was quite disappointing. I just felt that I forgot Nathan hasn't even watched it yet.
Yeah, I've been slacking off. I've only watched the 2 seasons of Daredevil, so I haven't, and like half of Jessica Jones. So no Luke Cage, no Iron Fist, no Defenders, none of that shit. No Punisher either.
Yeah, about Daredevil, I can't remember what season of Daredevil it was, if it was 1 or 2, but I'll admit that there was like one of the most epic fights I think I ever seen in any show. Was when Daredevil was going down that, you know, staircase, that spiral staircase.
Season. Oh, wait. Are you talking about when he's got the gun taped to his hand?
It's when he was fighting people down every single level up the steps. I mean, down the steps. It was like just insane. I've never seen that much fighting and action in a show. But do you know which one I'm talking about, where he fought all the way down a spiral staircase?
Mainly want to say, I think that's from season 1.
Yeah. That was an epic fight.
Were so good. So many great action sequences that are done right there on camera. Not a lot of fast edits like in a Christopher Nolan Batman movie where you can't tell what the hell's going on with the fight.
Yeah, I like seeing what's happening. You're right, in a fight, not where there's just flashes and like what just happened, but that you could pretty much see what was going on all in Daredevil. Maybe he couldn't see it like we can, but you know what I mean. But either way, yeah, we could see that pretty damn good. It was good. So I just had to ramble that. I just watched.
Glad you enjoyed The Punisher. Hopefully season 2 will be a lot better. I know obviously with where they leave you off, you know where they're going with season 2, which I'm looking forward to that. But still, so far, Daredevil season two takes the cake. As you know, my brother did watch all the Defenders and said you can skip through parts of it because he said there are certain episodes. I just never got around to finishing it. But he swore that it was still quite good, the series overall, even though it's got a lot of filler episodes, he says. But
yeah, I was kind of left hanging watching the Defenders. That's actually where, believe it or not, I did finish through Jessica Jones. I went through Luke Cage, Iron Fist. I mean, I did watch them all. But when I don't know, there was just something in Defenders. I was like, I mean, it's pretty good. But I actually stopped and I just jumped to Punisher. I
probably were not as enthusiastic after watching Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica Jones, though.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think that's why I just stopped. I mean, when I got to Defenders, I just kind of, I don't know, I lost slight interest and just took a break. Then I found out Punisher was on, and I went right to Punisher. So I can't even remember how many episodes I got left of Defenders, but I'll get back to it. And Nathan, yeah, I think he, I'm trying to picture, you know, because, you know, the stuff that Nathan likes and kind of getting into action, I don't think Nathan's going to flip over. I think you're going to like Luke Cage. I do think you're going to like Luke Cage. Jessica Jones, okay.
I think everyone admits that tends to be at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice, but even Iron Fist was kind of like dragging on. I was like, dear God, what's going on? I was just pissed off. I was like, do something. So, yeah, I can't wait to find out your reactions, Nathan, when you finally do get to those, whichever, you know, when you decide to get on it.
I'm kind of superheroed out in a way. Like, there's just been so much stuff the past. Man, when Iron Man and let's see, like 2008, 2007, it's kind of like when Dark Knight and Iron Man came out around those times, and then it was just avalanche of every year, here's a superhero movie. And it just, like some of them are good, like Tyler still hasn't watched Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, and I keep trying to tell him, I'm like, you know, it's that one's actually, in terms of like the story, the pacing, the humor, to me it like sticks out, but in a good way, because I kind of start to be, they're all just kind of the same now. So like the Netflix show, like with Jessica Jones, I think I watched 4 episodes, and like it's good, it's fine, but you know, it just sort of like drags a little bit, and then it's like the last 5 minutes something happens, you know, like, all right, well, I guess I kind of have to watch the next one now.
Yeah,
kind of- Tyler, what's your main thing with the Punisher? Because you were like, yeah, this was really good, and then you flip flopped on it a little bit. What sort of changed?
When I was watching it, it was good, but then you're after the first episode, you kind of feel like, okay, they're changing course here, and you're wondering how long they're going to stay this new course that they're putting the Punisher on. And when the series is done, they wrap up things where you're thinking, There shouldn't be any wrap-up here, at least with the majority of the casts here. Like, maybe the story, but where they lead the Punisher and Microchip, I feel like unless they decide they're going to blow it all to hell in the second season when the inevitable season two villain comes in, and when you see the end of the last episode, you know what villain it is. But I'm going to
guess Kingpin.
Well, right. We won't say whatever it is. We won't say. We don't want to ruin their
just spoil
spoilers.
It for me. Who cares? No.
But I would expect for season two, you know, that Kingpin would make an appearance. I'd expect, because this doesn't spoil anything because it's a throwaway kind of scene, but they mentioned the Nucci family, which fans of the comic books, the Nucci family, Ma Nucci was the first mob family that Punisher went after in the Welcome Back Frank storyline written by Garth Ennis. So when they mention the Nucci family, they get obliterated at the beginning of the first episode. You're like, oh my God, is Ma Nucci and the Nucci family? Like, they're going to do the Welcome Back Frank storyline almost? And they don't do it. So I'm thinking maybe there will be retributions for that, is like a planting a seed in season one for the events of season two, where you've got the villain at the end of season one showing up, and you bring in the Nucci family in season two. So you've got these two new mob bosses fighting for, you know, revenge for the Punisher, since Punisher is responsible. I'm pretty sure he's responsible for some of the Nucci stuff. I think I'd have to go back and rewatch it, but there's characters in the show that you're trying to get invested in. You kind of feel like you're trying, but there's not a whole lot there. And, it's like I said, there's not a whole lot of punishing going on in the show. There are times, yes, but compared to what you see in Daredevil season 2, it's a major step down from what you see in that. And it's, and some people may argue otherwise, but I was expecting to see what you saw in Daredevil Season 2 cranked up a notch.
So, yeah, maybe they'll crank that up for Punisher Season 2, maybe. Maybe that's when you'll start seeing
it. They will, you know, but I felt like they changed a bit too much, a little too much humanizing. Not that the Punisher isn't human at times when in the comic books where he can be a sympathetic character towards other people in unfortunate situations and so forth. I mean, I can think of a few off the top of my head. He's not strictly a machine walking around killing anybody that looks suspicious. He does take time to, you know, do nice things for people. But, you know, I don't know. Nathan, you just have to check it out. I mean, obviously it's popular, you know, but,
yeah.
You know, it's I think this one's just going to be a matter of opinion. Not like The Last Jedi, where people are completely divided. I feel like the Punisher could be, it could also be picked apart to where you feel like, you know what, it wasn't as good as you thought it was. So the more I kept thinking about it, the less I'm like, God, you know what, it really wasn't as good. But
I still got to see The Last Jedi. I still haven't seen that either, but I'll try to get around to it. Maybe next week I'll finally see that, because I'm sure it's something that we'll have to discuss on this show.
Joe, you're in for a treat. It's a blast.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's
better. Like I said, real quick, I obviously I don't want no spoiling of good or bad, but seriously, does Tyler really hate it and you really like it, Nathan, or do you both hate it? You can just tell me if you love or hate.
Tyler hates it. I was trying to be like, well, you know, this was all right, and Tyler was like, no, and then like I woke up the next day and I started thinking about it more, and I'm like, you know what, yeah, like that was kind of stupid.
So Tyler kind of got into your head, huh?
No, well, no, not so much that. It's just like when you really start breaking stuff down and
yes, I'll have to wait and see.
I don't want to say much more. If I start to say anything, it might tend to be like spoilers for you and anyone else.
Have with the film, when I talk to people that say they liked it, they're having a hard time trying to argue that stuff. And I want to like this movie. I didn't want to go in and I banked on my Christmas vacation from work to going to see Last Jedi multiple times over the break. I intended to at least see it three or four times like I did Force Awakens. I won't be doing that now. They ain't getting any more of my money. You know, and it's disheartening. And then when I tell the people, did you really like that part? And they go, well, no, I didn't like that. Well, what about all when they did all that? Well, you know, yeah, you're right, you know, about that. And I'm thinking, can you at least tell me what is it that you do like, you know? And they'll point out something. I'm like, well, you know what? It's best, Joe, you've got to see it so that way we can, like, join the masses of all the other people who on YouTube have just torn it in half. And
all right. You
know. But what if Joe ends up liking it?
Well, then we can belittle him and throw rocks at him on the show.
Right. And we'll see how that goes. I don't know. But, well, today I was just flipping through TV while I was doing some of my work and stuff from home. I caught a Married with Children marathon of their Christmas episodes. And that's something I wish would have been on YouTube to have the full Christmas episodes. Because I was like, you know, we definitely are going to, we're doing commentary for a Christmas themed, you know, show from, you know, the 80s. But dang, I wanted Married with Children also to be on there, because I wanted to do a commentary for one of those Christmas episodes, because they had every one of them in a row. That's what I always like. They do actually set that up on, I think it's TBS, well, I think.
You need to go to, there's a website where you can stream every episode of Married with Children for free. That's how I binge-watched a bunch of them earlier this year. The Christmas specials are all in there, too. So it's not a matter of we have to only use stuff that's on YouTube. I mean, you do a Google, I mean, hell, Nathan can track down anything, too.
I mean, just to say, though, I mean, they're safe sites. I mean, of course, I know you're not saying you.
I would not recommend if it was. I've recommended. This is. I forgot what it is, but it's all about Married with Children. Like, that's all this website is devoted to, is housing every season of Married with Children, every episode of Married with Children. So no, it's a safe website as far as I know. Yes,
it's kind of weird that they haven't got like a copyright like strike on them or something.
Yeah.
Well, I guess since the show is old enough, it might not matter anymore. But
Nathan's always good about finding stuff that's safe too. So if there's any question about it, we can always throw it to Mr. Kennedy there to verify whether or not it could contaminate your computer.
Yeah, well, yeah, because we'll have to keep that in mind for future things of other commentaries.
But find like another a Blu-ray player or a DVD and a small TV you can put down there with you, so we can do commentary for Die Hard, for Scrooged, Invasion USA, and you know, I mean, what happens when we want to do a Van Damme commentary or a commentary on one of the Rambo films? Like, we can't do it.
Well, can't Joe knows it line by line. No, he's right. Memorized, so it's gonna be fun.
No, I'll have to set something up. You're right, but. Yeah, like, you know, you were mentioning all those great Christmas specials. I mean, we definitely have to throw in, what did you say again? Is it Jaws 4, Jaws Revenge? Which one is it that's the big Christmas special?
Even just... Oh, yeah.
And Ghostbusters 2, like, obviously the greatest Christmas movie ever made.
It's one of them. Damn right it is.
Because they were wearing Christmas hats at one point, so there you go. I mean, that immediately makes you think Christmas.
Yeah, time. I mean, Christmas hats for about approximately 20 seconds, automatically a Christmas movie.
No, you guys are completely neglecting the fact that there are Christmas stuff all over the place in New York.
Oh, okay, okay.
What?
I said, okay, you're right, yeah, there's plenty of Christmas stuff. I wasn't thinking of any of the villains or the stuff going on.
Joel. Because Jaws 4 does take place at Christmas and New Year's and right after New Year's. You have no problem accepting that. But when Ghost takes place and ends on New Year's Eve, that it is not a holiday movie.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't even accept Jaws 4 either. But I agree. It's great. We'll have to remember that for future episodes. So
even just getting you guys to watch Jaws 4, it's an hour, it's less than an hour and a half, I think. Just to hear what you guys have to say about it, given amongst all the really crummy shark movies that have been dumped out by the Sci-Fi Channel, you know, there's good.
Yeah, Sharknado was better.
Sharknado
2 was better than Jaws 4.
You know, with all their guests every year, what do they do? Have different celebrities every year for Sharknado, and you know they're meant there to die. Oh, yeah, that's just absolute cheese. But, no, I'll keep it in mind, because I've never seen Jaws Revenge. I've never seen that. I've seen up to three, but I just, for whatever reason, never did see Jaws Revenge. So, like you said, I can Netflix them all. I can watch them all on Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if maybe for just tossing around, like, we would save the Jaws films for the summertime, just because, you know, hey, when the summer season starts, you know, Jaws comes on TV. They always play all four of them back-to-back on AMC.
Sure, that'd be great. And to let fans know that, yes, next week we'll be just going into back to regular topics, even though it'll be New Year's, you know, Eve and stuff, you know, around the New Year's Eve time, we're just going to be jumping into other things. This will be our last Christmas theme for, obviously, this year, but we want to try and do a commentary. So when Tyler was talking last week about some of the episodes he remembered, I started going to YouTube because he said one that I hadn't seen in years. I was like, let it be on YouTube. Found on YouTube, and the second I started watching, it's like memories started coming back. I was like, that probably would be kind of cool just to do some commentary on that episode. At least it's something on YouTube that anybody can find. But go ahead, Tyler. You could, you know, like lead people into what we're going to discuss.
Yeah. If hopefully you've seen it, and if not, I think you're in for a treat. It's a really good Christmas special that genuinely holds up. The Garfield Christmas special, which unfortunately is not replayed on CBS or any other channel for that matter. They're too busy playing How I Met Your Uncle and all that other nonsense and must-see TV and all that, you know, horse shit.
Did you say How I Met Your Uncle? What did you say?
Yeah.
That show's been, like, off the air for, like, 5 years now. Well, I don't even think they play that anymore.
Well,
Raymond Blows the Milkman.
Yes.
Designing Women and The Nanny.
Yeah, The Nanny's still on CBS. And the point being is that this amongst many other great Christmas specials is just fallen into extinction. So unless you purchase it on DVD, you've recorded on VHS and transferred to DVD like I have, it's a shame that these specials are just pretty much forgotten to time. Like people don't reference. You know, Frosty gets played and Rudolph and Charlie Brown, those are immortal classics. But to me, Garfield deserves to stand right next to all those. Rudolph, Frosty, Charlie Brown, Garfield's Christmas special should be right there in the Hall of Fame of Christmas specials for kids.
I wonder why, you know. I mean, sure, I know that, you know, sometimes they want to have things to where people can relate to something. But you know what? Like, we don't have Charlie Brown stuff on TV all the time. It's like, why wouldn't Garfield be shown? He has his own comic strip in the newspaper every, you know, day. And I mean, he has it in every day. In the strips, that's all. I was like, I'm surprised that they wouldn't put that episode, you know, the Christmas special on some channel, because it is, I mean, when we go through it, it'll be fun to talk about. I mean, you're definitely not going to hear this on any other, podcast, usually you don't ever hear somebody say, we're going to talk about Garfield Christmas special. But you know what? It's Christmas time. It's a classic. And it deserves to have some kind of respect, and at least people talking about it. I feel bad that it's not on TV, honestly.
No, it's I've never understood that. It's a very limited amount of Christmas specials that get played, and then it's movies like Elf and a lot of generic movies that just get repeated views every year. It could be a rights issue, you know, or maybe they feel like because of those god awful Garfield movies starring Bill Murray that people are like, you know what? No, we're not playing this.
Maybe
like,
that is part of it. That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna have those shitty live action Garfield movies.
I wanted to ask you something. That's weird. You just mentioned that. You said Bill Murray doing Garfield's voice for the animated ones, correct? All right. Well, I always thought, unless I was wrong, that the Garfield's voice for the cartoon reminded me of the voice that was on Ghostbusters for the guy who played Bill Murray's character. Was that it?
Yeah. Okay. Lorenzo.
Isn't that weird? I mean, isn't that kind of, it's strange that, you know, look how it kind of came in a way full circle, you know, Garfield, Bill Murray kind of relating for characters, and it's weird.
Read the story somewhere. I don't know. It's one of those things I'd heard on the internet. I remember I had Matt Hilton had told me this years ago too, but that Bill Murray had disapproved of Lorenzo's portrayal of Peter on the cartoon, which is when Dave Coulier from Full House comes in and takes over the role of Peter. I don't know what season it is, but he's not voiced the rest of the Ghostbusters season. So
I didn't see. I never even knew that. I just always knew. I remembered when I heard him, you know, in the first season of Ghostbusters, and then I heard Garfield. I always thought, hey, it's the same voice, because you know a voice when you're a kid.
I'm like, oh man, that's Peter Rapin's voice, and it's the perfect voice for both. The Lorenzo, I mean, really nails down the sarcasm for Garfield and Peter Bakeman. But
when, all right.
Story of apparently Bill Murray showing disapproval, which I don't know how that connects to, like, okay, fire that man. I don't like how he's portraying my character that's in the cartoon, and then I'm going to go play the voice of Garfield in two god-awful films that do a disservice to the classic Garfield cartoon.
Voice strange.
Of music.
Well, I mean, that to be fair, strange. Bill Murray is like a cranky asshole. Like, he's funny and he's made good stuff, but he's a jerk.
Yeah. I mean, the films he's made, but yeah, when you kind of felt, at least in Zombieland, he does it, you know, he pokes fun at the fact that he regrets making Garfield, which I'm sure that he does. I'm sure he got a great paycheck for it, but doesn't look good on the resume.
Well, one thing I wanted you to do, Tyler, is obviously when you tell people how to watch this, we have right now Iceman Traveler says he doesn't remember the Garfield Christmas special. He says, but now he wants to watch it. Well, Iceman Traveler, what you can do is dual screen if you can, you know, on your computer, tablet, however you have it. You can split it to where you can still watch us and you can hear us, and also split to where if you go to YouTube, where, well, you're already on now, but go to another YouTube screen and just type in Garfield Christmas special, and it'll be the first one that pops up. And Tyler's going to tell you what to do, how to do it, and you'll be able to watch it and hear our commentary. And if you want, later, after you're done with this episode, go ahead and just watch it and listen to, you know, the cartoon, the whole thing in itself. But you'll be able to dual screen and at least enjoy it right here on YouTube with us.
Yeah, so everyone just sit back on this wonderful Friday evening before Christmas and just treat it as if like we're all hanging out in the basement, you know, just, you know, hanging out with the guys and watching a classic Christmas special here. So, like I said, click on the first option on YouTube that comes up the top of the list. Click on that. Pause it. I've got it at the zero mark here. So I'm just going to count down from three and then hit play. 3, 2, 1, play. And you got this very, very well-lit animated. I mean, that's the kind of Christmas decorations I'd love to have. Good
that's
God.
That's cool. And this is the part you said that you didn't have on your VHS tape, right?
See here right now, I did not know for over 20 years was in existence, because I only had a recorded version on VHS. That this whole opening sequence was not on my VHS. It started like when John comes in and tells Garfield we have a busy day ahead of us, and that's all I knew. So when I saw all this, it kind of threw me back when I saw it.
So you missed all the lasagna, trail of lasagna, huh?
All of the lasagna, all the chair of toys and everything. I missed all this.
What about you, Nathan? Now, did you remember this as a kid, or just something that escaped your mind or memory completely?
Yeah, it's kind of something that just escaped me. Like, I actually watched this last night in kind of preparation for this, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, it kind of felt familiar, but I couldn't recollect any of it. And watching it now, like when it gets to the parts of when Garfield and they're gonna end up going over to John's parents' house, like just the way Garfield acts is kind of how I am now in regards to like going and visiting family. So I related a lot to Garfield when I was watching this.
Yeah, did you? I can,
But
and I
yeah,
can.
it's you do sympathize with the fact you're just like, God, is like, why can't they come here with my comfy bed here? And yeah, I get it, which is probably a mindset for a lot of people at Christmas time.
Yeah, and who wouldn't want to have a little wish machine like that? And Garfield, he has it right there, boy. It's like, yeah, you'd be wishing for jewels and gems and everything else. And here's the kind of somewhat loved, and some people think extra corny animated, I mean the song, but I liked it when you're a kid. Of course you're gonna like a little Christmas jingle and something to get you all in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I mean, it only lasts like a minute and a half, so it's not like it's super
Yeah,
damning of it or anything.
there's not a whole lot of singing in this. I mean, honestly, the songs that show up later on in this, I think, are pretty well fitting. And I'm not a fan of singing in cartoons or movies, period. But I feel like certain ones can nail it just right. And this is where I got started with the cartoon.
Oh, right here, waking up. Okay.
Yeah, this is
Yeah, that's it. It's
This
just good.
the shape of him buried in his box. I've always thought that was such a cute and funny image.
He always loves doing that too. That's basically Garfield in a nutshell. You know what's funny is memories came back after watching this. I forgot. I had this like little obsession along with He-Man and video games and horror stuff. For some reason, I did have an obsession with Garfield things. I
He was
found
popular in the 80s. God, he was popular.
Yeah, I mean, you had the suction cup Garfields that were on everybody's car in the world. And you know what I'm
Yeah.
talking about. I had these like little mini Garfield figurines. I still have like this big Garfield that's like a, well, like a big life size, but I found those things. I was looking through some old toys and, you know, bins and stuff. I was like, man, I had a bunch of Garfield stuff. It's weird. I mean, it's strange that you could get into a cat out of all things as a kid. But so yeah, that's why when this Christmas special came out, you know, it just made it kind of extra cool. But yeah, I definitely didn't remember anything until I started watching it. Then slowly memories started coming back.
I'm picturing that's Nathan in the car, like with that sour look on his face, like
Yep.
that smile when
Yeah,
he's.
no, like I completely relate to Garfield. I'm just like, I don't want to see all these people.
Yeah, no,
And
that's
like
true.
Odie's just sitting there like super positive and ready to go.
Yeah,
Honestly,
there's.
Joe would be John, I'd be Odie, and Nathan would be Garfield sitting in this car. Like, Joe's Mr. Positive, and I'm just kind of sitting there like, okay, well, whatever, that's fine. You know, Nathan, no, it's
Like,
not, you know, just.
exactly. And he's just like, oh shit, I'm trying to get everybody in somewhat of a good mood. And oh, and also JSP in the chat room, he said, yeah, he said Garfield and Heathcliff. I watched some Heathcliff. I
Oh,
can remember
I
Heathcliff.
love Heathcliff. Yeah, I watched that a lot too.
Yeah.
I had the
And then
Garfield glasses from McDonald's and the little Happy Meal toys of Garfield, you know, when they
I
were.
still got them.
You still got
I
those?
got those glasses. I got them glasses. I'll have to get pictures of them. I man, that was, oh, yeah, I'm glad you said that. Christmas time, like, it seemed like McDonald's connected with Christmas too, with all
They
those
have
cool little Christmas.
Muppet babies at Christmas time,
Yeah.
stuff like that, the Happy Meal toys.
Yeah, toys and those glasses. They always felt so Christmas-like, just kind of got you in the mood. So that was weird. I'm glad you brought up them glasses. I forgot about those. But no, I do like when they get there and it's when it's going to start when Odie does something in particular. That's when all my memories flooded back of this Christmas special because it still took a bit, like this whole car trip. It still wasn't in my head too much. It's like, still not quite remembering this cartoon. But once they got in the house and things started coming, I was like, oh, okay, now I'm remembering. It took a bit, but you know, once they got in the house, that's when all the memories came back.
They do a good job, like the background artists make this look as, I mean, it's absolutely cozy and the perfect Christmas atmosphere with the roads are perfectly clear, but snow all over the place in this country home outside the city with Doc Boy and John's father here, which Don Cop boy.
I always thought, yeah, that's the one. I thought he looked just like Garfield, his brother. I thought his brother Doc Boy always looked just like Garfield. Of course, they're all similar with the same kind of eyes, but he just, oh, and there's the grandmother that you love, Tyler. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I like Grandma a lot in this, especially towards the end of it, which Her laugh was something my dad tried to mimic a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I mean, this was, like I said, this cartoon was watched a lot in my family. I mean, I was telling my mom about it this evening. She's like, oh, boy, I really need to watch that. And you know, that laugh.
Yeah. I like her, though. It's like she's a frisky, tough little grandma. I mean, she's picking on poor John looking fat. I was like, well, I don't think he looks fat. And then she gets the good old elbow and talking about how strong she is. Like, that's a grandma you don't want to mess with, apparently.
What is it, though, with, like, the whole making fun of city people? Like, it's like, oh, yeah, city boy.
Like, we're like, soft never, or something.
I never understood that. I mean, I guess I kind of get it because work ethics are different.
Yeah, because they're supposed to remember, they're working from sun up, sun down, and you know, we're just,
You gotta get early for jobs, too, and go to work. It's not like people out in the country who are farmers are the only ones who get up early, but...
Well, you know how it is. Some people consider that physical work where you're constantly moving and lifting and chopping and doing stuff. That's Superman's working when you're just sitting down doing nothing. Apparently, that's not work. You're soft. So I get, you know, the jokes. I mean, it's not. There's no truth to that. I mean, anybody could be soft from the country to the city and hard from the country to the city. But
there's Odie being all optimistic, hopping through the snow, and Garfield's like, yeah, fuck all this. This sucks. Can't get much worse, right? Oh, man, there it goes. I shouldn't have said anything. Great.
Here. I like the look on her face here, like when she's caught.
But what I love is, I have a story about that. My dad made a pot of chili one time, and it was in wintertime. He went to the store. My brothers and sisters tasted it, and they're like, I think we should put more chili powder. Now, they're older than me. I was real young at the time. They went nuts with shaking the chili powder like crazy into that. Stirred it all up. They heard him come home, and then they hit chili powder, sat down, and he had it slow cooking. So he's like, let me taste this up. And he tastes it. He's like, something ain't right. And he goes, God, that's hot. What is wrong? So he's like, did you guys do something to it? And, of course, you know, I didn't say nothing. I was freaked out. My brothers and sister, you know, they fessed up to it. Oh, was he pissed because he can't eat too much spicy stuff. He couldn't eat it. And nobody else liked it, even if my brothers and sisters spiced it up so much they didn't even like. So this giant pot of chili went to waste. He tells me this story all the time. So, Robbie, you remember when you wrecked that damn chili? I said, I didn't do it.
Taking the blame for it, huh?
Yeah, but I do love spicy stuff now. I mean, I love spicy stuff, but yeah, that just didn't do it for me back then. But yeah, earlier you seen, this is why I like Robbie. First, he was doing something sneaky. You know, in that in the barn, and that's when the memory came. And I won't spoil it for those who haven't seen this. The hell? I'm hearing fire trucks going around. You know what? I'd love to look out that window right now, but I'm not going to. There's probably a big. We have a fire truck.
I can hear it.
This fire truck every 2 days before Christmas, it comes around. It's probably doing this holiday parade. They do it through our neighborhood. The fire truck is set up, and it has lights and Christmas lights. And Santa Claus is on it.
And he goes, hey, shut the hell up.
Damn, I'd love to take the camera over there, but I wouldn't know we're watching this. Oh, shit, it doesn't only... I forgot about that. Oh, the kids love it in this neighborhood. They go nuts because it looks like a parade. And listen, now they're doing music.
Shot coming up here. The shot of all the eyes. Like, as a kid, I just thought that was the coolest shot. Like, oh, that food looks so good.
It did.
And I always thought this was sweet for her to be feeding him food underneath the table. And
yeah. How poetic a Christmas parade by while doing this.
There's a shot missing there as I watched this.
Was there? What was missing?
On my version, when she holds the food down, Garfield and Odie are smiling really big, you know, and then she's in multiple places. There's a missing shot there.
You're going to have to find that and show it to us because that would be interesting. I wouldn't know because I haven't seen it
yet. I've watched it so many times, that's why I have it memorized. But, and I mean, I imagine the version I have is played in 1987. This is the, you know, I don't know what this will be different, but.
Garfield is full. Yeah, he is filled up. You don't see Garfield getting so full where he didn't want to eat too often. You know he's eating. Nope.
That's currently what my stomach looks like now.
Would you just get back from a giant feast at someone's house?
No, that's just what my stomach looks like now. I've gotten fatter. Oh.
It's like, oh, I'm fat, Joe. I'm just fat. That's all. I'm like, oh, okay.
I've known Nathan to have weight on his body one time in his life, and it was like, wow, Nathan actually has weight on his body.
Yeah.
And here's this, I think, part that you kind of like, Tyler.
It's
Does it?
coming up here. It's not quite yet. It's
Oh, okay.
yeah. It's once they this whole tree fiasco here. Once they realize they can't put the star, we need to have Garfield. The touching grandma moment comes up after all that.
It's like you'd think they would have had a ladder or something too, you know?
Well,
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
I
so.
guess.
But it gives Garfield something to do. LFL. Huh? The look on Garfield's face. He seems so unenthusiastic. A hero.
Real
What?
quick, Iceman Traveler said I should have stuck my head out the window and said, "Keep the," I should have kept the mask on and yelled, "Shut the hell up!" to the fire truck. Oh, yeah, that would have been.
And Clemens and Billy Madison and in his underwear.
Oh, nuts. There we go, Garfield. This is what cats are good at. They're good at climbing trees, so no issue for them.
Gosh, I
Shouldn't
remember
happen.
the kid thinking he was up so high just based on this shot when he finally gets to. I mean, I thought this was extremely intimidating to me as a kid. Just the music and him climbing and climbing and climbing and.
And especially when they show the
On the,
teetering,
oh,
it's
shit!
always, yeah, it does make it look freaky. Yeah, and he does that too. But you know, cats always land on their feet, so you know if he fell, he's good to
Except
go.
Garfield.
He got the
And
star.
his arc here, when he lands, it says whoever invented Christmas tree should be drug out into the road and shot. You're like, God, a cartoon is mentioning shooting somebody. How ballsy. That's 80s for you, man.
Yeah.
Another relatable quote.
Yeah. Nathan needs to hold that one down.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep. I love that. I always love in cartoons just watching they show something like a shot like that, the Christmas lights and everything. Just that stuff just got to me. I just love seeing Christmas type stuff like that. Which is why I was tempted to look out that damn window while we were doing this podcast, but I wasn't gonna do that live. I wasn't so damn tempted to take the camera and we were gonna have like a double thing. But that's Christmas. We're doing Christmas. You couldn't have timed that any better for it to happen. And now
So
they're
how long
doing it.
does that usually last?
It usually goes for 15 minutes through the neighborhood. They will stop and they'll actually, when kids come out, Santa will give them a little something. That's why the kids freak out. They don't even know what's happening half the time, but they see Santa going by, so they go nuts. So, yeah, about 15 minutes. Look at the grandma. She was getting down there on that piano. I like the reaction of John's mother right there.
Yeah, I do
Kind of
too.
back to, yeah. But that's a, yeah, that's a live grandmother, definitely. She's a.
Yeah,
She does
here's
like getting
the
down.
tender Christmas moment here. And once this, which it just looks pleasant. Garfield's on the. It's a good song. It doesn't make you feel like you're rolling your eyes like, oh God, it's just beating me over. Look, this beautiful animation of the shot outside. It's just,
Yeah,
oh,
because there are times, you know, people, a lot of people don't like songs in their cartoons, their movies, they can't stomach, but then, yeah, this little sad moment, you know, that's this is the one that.
it just was it's a very touching moment. As a kid, I thought it was sweet, but that's really bad. As an adult, though, it's a lot more. It means a lot more. You think a lot as an adult. You sympathize with her past and the Christmases back then, and which is as we get older, it's unfortunate that you look. They won't be as magical as you had them at one point, eventually. I mean, you can always still enjoy it, but sometimes you always feel like, it won't be as good as it once was at one point. And that's the sad part about Christmas. And this moment always it really hits it out of the park, but it's done in a very touching way.
Yeah, talking about her husband that's now, you know, gone, no longer with her. Yeah, that it's as a kid you don't maybe grasp it as much, but you're right, once you start watching as an adult, that things like this can get you. They
Well, I
definitely.
mean, like for me, as a kid, it's like I'd have Christmas morning here at my house, and then we'd either go to my mom's side of the family, and all my cousins and everybody are there, and then we go to my dad's side of the family, and then just like over time, people pass away, people move away, and people have falling outs and everything. Like, you guys are right. There's You look back on those Christmases and you're just like, wow, like I haven't seen this person in like 10 years, So it's kind of, I don't know,
That
bittersweet, I
yeah,
guess.
very
is.
bitter.
No, you're right though. That is what makes things bittersweet, and that's what sometimes I think can get some people maybe just out of a Christmas spirit. You know, It's not that they want to hate Christmas or anything. It's just sometimes you remember so many good things and how things maybe used to be, and it's not like that no more. And it might just sometimes it gets you slightly in a funky mood, and you don't want to be like that. But then, things happen, and maybe you can get back into the spirit. Maybe just seeing one little relative or getting a call or doing something, and it just lifts you back up. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely just it'll never feel like it was when you were a kid. That was the magic of Christmas, it was
It
quite different.
and it's I definitely hope that this this cart had the opportunity to pass this cart down cart down cartoon down to my nephew, and who knows what happens if with if I would ever have a kid or something like that, who knows. But I would just like to this amongst all the other Christmas specials to be always passed down, and not let them die, and Christmas specials of How I Met Your Aunt, or all the kids are accustomed to, or some mess that's on the ABC Family
No,
Channel.
and it's funny you were saying that because, we even mentioned that last week about how just Christmas specials just ain't the same, like a lot of things. And right now, Eric Amen, he just joined us in chat room. Thank you. And he just said, "Hey, everyone." He said, "Just tuning in now." He said, "Garfield's Christmas special was a favorite of mine." He said, "Just the other day, I was lamenting the distinct lack of quality Christmas specials these days. Christmas specials these days." He says, "It's bullshit." And you're right. That's what we were all saying last week, too. It's just the Christmas specials, they're missing something. Just the simple
They're
math.
lazy.
Yeah,
Hard into it.
they
They
try
only.
too much.
Yeah.
They're trying too hard. They're trying so much with this, either sometimes with the extra CG animation or over the top, funny comedy moments that it's just,
Well,
they're
that's
missing the
why I think
magic.
like how simple this whole, I mean, this right here, what we're watching right here,
This is it. This
this in its simplest form, this is what a Christmas special should be about. It's you're wondering what Odie is doing, and when you see what he's working on, you're still not quite sure what is it. And But it just builds to this very touching moment that doesn't feel like some sort of Hallmark bullshit.
Yeah, and I like how, like Odie's checking, like, is Garfield sleeping? Just wants to make sure because he wants to go back and doing something, and Garfield's wondering what's going on, which leads to another special moment that'll happen later. But yeah, this whole thing with Odie, like I said, when we started watching it earlier, when he did the first thing, when he grabbed something, that's when the memory came back of when I was a kid. I was like, I know what Odie's doing, and I love that part, especially, when you find out later. It's like I'm sitting here watching the whole time, like, oh, I can't wait. And then, of course, it leads to even this little accident where now something
Yeah.
Garfield's gonna find that will help lift somebody else's spirit. So that's, like I said, same thing with this Christmas episode. There's people who are down in the dumps.
Right now, when John and Doc were popping in, as a kid, I was just like, that is so cool. Even
That
that
was
night,
us.
I can't wait to get up, open, and check for presents, man. It's awesome.
It
Hey,
wasn't
but
that
how
long
old are they here? What's that?
ago.
How old are they here, though, Like,
I would
yeah.
figure
John was probably in his early 30s, I thought.
Yeah, they're just supposed to still have that childish, kid at
With
heart
John
feeling.
wearing bunny pajamas and everything here. Anytime after midnight is technically Christmas morning. Go to
What's
bed.
funny? I do remember that. I remember waking up my parents. It was probably 4 o'clock in the morning. We were like, my dad, it's Christmas. My dad, it's Christmas. Like, what time is it, Joey? I'm like, it's 4 o'clock. They're like, go back to bed, Joey. I was like, but it's Christmas. You'd have to go back to bed. And you couldn't sleep as a kid. You're waiting the whole time, like, damn it, just wake up. Just wake up. It was like when the sun would come. Oh, now it's technically morning. You had to see the sun, and then we could all go downstairs. And you just loved it. You loved running down there, seeing what was under that tree. What's that?
Oh, I was just quoting when the John's dad says, like, do you guys want to do chores, breakfast, or do you want to open presents? Presents,
I like it. It's
That's
supposed to
hilarious.
make you feel like a kid. Yeah, that's what it's.
Get him excited. And oh, here we go. I like this. This even Garfield being the smart ass that he is, it just shows you Garfield's got a heart, and it's done so well like this. This he sees this, and I mean, this is just really, and he's so proud of what he did, because he really thinks she's going to appreciate it, and she does.
Eric Amen, if you're wondering what the sounds are, that's the live Christmas parade going through my neighborhood. Fire trucks, they have Santa Claus on it. But yeah, she reads those letters that she hasn't read in years. That was really nice because she hasn't seen them in years, and Garfield gave those to her to give her a special Christmas.
Yeah, I do like the part where she giggles and she's like, "Oh, well, what's next?" And it's just like, "Oh, well, I can't tell you that." So,
Yeah, like a little maybe a little naughty thing that was written to
yeah.
her. But that was it was a nice moment. Yeah, that's what you don't get.
Being pat the head here, it's just the music that's playing. I mean, God, it's perfect. It's perfection. It's a Christmas special. I mean, in its purest form here. I mean, you just gotta love this cartoon. Yeah. Here we go.
And this is my part. This is what I love because you're wondering what Odie was doing the whole time. And you know, Garfield, you know he's giving Odie some shit. He's damn. All right, it's going nuts outside. But no
shit.
Yeah, but no, you know, Garfield, he likes giving Odie some stuff, a little trouble here and there, but look what Odie does. And then Garfield's still wondering what. And, yeah, you're going to see right here, Odie shows. Look at Odie made Garfield a scratcher, a back scratcher. Uh-huh. I thought that was so damn cute. As a kid, I loved it. I still love it.
I like Garfield's reaction. Let me try that. Oh, man. And then this probably the. If not only time, I'm sure it's not the only time, this real good touching moment between the two of them here. The music, it's, and Odie's tail's just wagging. And
yeah, it's cute.
You just love this hug here, you know? It's, God, it just makes me tear up, man. It's good. It's good stuff, man.
I was going to start crying now, everybody.
Yeah.
No, that was, I mean,
uncles and aunts and all that other bullshit. CBS, you can kiss my ass.
That was a nice moment. And hold on, I'm going to try to do some shit here. Just hold on a second.
Here comes the bluegrass. I hate bluegrass. This is one bluegrass song I don't mind.
Everyone's doing the jig.
Yeah, doing the jig there. Do a turkey or two.
You know, I kind of wonder, like, what naughty stuff the grandma actually had done that was discussed in these letters.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of feel like the, you know, old love letters when they recorded, like him.
Yeah, I'm still live on the show. I was trying to find that thing, but I couldn't. Okay, yeah. I gotta go back. Yeah, I tried. That son of a gun stopped. I missed it. Hold on, I gotta flip me back around. I'm trying to find it, guys. I was trying. I'm gonna fuck it out. Hold on a second. You guys keep talking.
You can watch the ending of this Christmas special here.
Hold on, I was trying to get it supply.
All he missed was the bluegrass jig and the credits.
But wrapping it up with tender moments, and we get Joe's finger and like all this like squeaking and someone screaming in the background, and
yeah, get squeaking in the background. And you're crying and everything, and
we're just.
I want to talk about the grandma giving the hand jobs that were talked about in the letter that weren't openly said.
Jeez. Joe's taking time to show the Griswold across the street. This is breaking footage here, people. We're breaking kayfabe here on the podcast. We're seeing more of Joe's background here.
Yeah, anyone that like listens to the audio version is probably going to be like, oh, okay, well.
Well, if you listen to audio, track down the live action version on YouTube. Where, as of right now, we're.
I don't even see anything.
I don't.
Damn,
either.
Hold on a second. Of course, I completely lost all. Hold on a second.
Why are we? Why are you?
Hold on. let me see. Wait, can you guys see anything now? Hold on.
I feel like Joe's back to the Blair Witch Project outside his house right now.
Damn it.
It's like that time I jumped in on the wrestling episode.
Well, let me flip it this way. Can you guys see anything? I can't even flip my thing the right way.
Why are you pointing the camera at yourself? What?
Well, I'm trying. I'm trying to go live, seeing if I can get anything, but nothing's popping up. Oh, wait, now do you see it?
Across the street. Leave it. All right.
If it drives by, but that's at a... That's the Christmas, they usually had the, but it would go driving down, trying to get that for the kids, showing that Santa's on there.
Yeah, I feel like Joe's about to lose his connection or something.
Yeah, I'm really impressed.
Well, that's it, yeah. Did you see it? It's usually pretty cool. It has really loud music, though, when it goes by. But, yeah, that Santa's on there, and he usually gives stuff to the kids.
I mean, that's cool, though.
That thing live on the show.
He's not even paying attention to us, Nathan. He's right. He's waiting for Santa to come by and give him.
Oh, Santa!
Oh, little Joe is still hiding behind your mask, you naughty boy.
That's pretty cool. See?
Out, man. We can't make out what the hell's going on.
No, I kind of see Santa on the whatever the float thing.
That's pretty. That kid is frightened. That kid's as frightened as I was when I was a kid.
Hey, can you get that kid and bring him on the podcast so we can talk about his experience?
Look at that.
It's a blurred.
Wait for the music to kick on when it goes by, though. There you go. Hey, do it live. All right, now I'm going back. Blair Witch.
Leatherface's
project. Back to my house.
Wait. Joe's trying to go through the hallway where she's got like a hooker all tied up with a gag in her mouth and trying to make sure we don't see that. And
there you go.
How are you doing anyways?
I'm back on.
Okay. Hold on. I'm back. Hold on. Now I gotta flip my camera and
so
there we go.
Ask you during that masterful filmmaking you granted this with. Did you take your mask off when you went outside, or are you staring the straight too?
it's on. Sorry. They might know me about like this. Okay. Woo. All right, let me put my headset back on.
I just imagine Joe just wears the mask like all the time. Anyway.
I do too. Like he goes to the bank, he goes to the grocery store.
Takes a shower with it on.
Shower with the mask. He gets the haircut with the mask on.
That's right. He gets a shower. I was like, you guys probably couldn't hear anything that was happening because it was so muffled out there. But I was like, I had to get that thing live.
I heard was something that sounded like a generator that was constantly going on, some kid crying in the background, and you being like, oh, look at that. Look at that.
Well, it was. It was.
Oh!
The Iceman Traveler said, you all right, Joe? Yeah, I'm cool. I'm upside down. I don't even have everything right. Okay, wait, I'm getting back to normal. No, they had a generator. That's what was making that real loud sound. And there was kids that were just petrified to hell that were just being sat on Santa Claus' lap. Okay, see? We went from one thing to another. I had to do that. You don't get that anywhere else. Where else are you going to see somebody going out live for some Christmas Santa Claus?
No.
What's that?
We didn't get it either.
Shut up. You got some of the...
Nobody got it except you. Not me, not Nathan, not the people in the chat room, and no one who watches this 6 months from now.
JSP said, now I'm in the upside down.
Yeah.
And he said, Iceman Travel said, please tell me you still have your mask on. I did. So, okay, well, I'm back. All right, but
look at Joe as if like he's one of the cloak packs. You know, hey, one of the Huns came out of the cave, and Joe comes out like scratching his mask, like Hans scratching his hair. You know, I guess if you wanted to bar something, he'd come over to your house. And, Joe's door and bees come out and stuff.
Joe, like, he got close enough. There's those kids that just sat on Santa's lap.
They might have screamed at me.
And they turn around and see this thing with a mask on.
This will be probably
outside, you know. Hey, do you see this? Do you see this?
You ruined their Christmas, Joe.
The kids probably weren't crying until I came out. They're probably happy, and I was like, look at them. They're screaming at Santa. It's like, no, they're screaming at you, you lunatic. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
All fours like an ape outside, you know. Hey, you guys see this, man?
They know me by now. But yeah, no wonder why nobody was really talking though when I was out there. Probably, what is fucking Joe doing with that mask on? Oh, God.
Do you want to come in and watch the Garfield Christmas special?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's trying to get all the local kids. Hey, kids, I got candy in here. You like Garfield? You like Garfield? I got Garfield glasses. Just like walking around like you know, just some kind of like Davey, you know.
Oh, shoot. Oh, that was great. Oh, shoot. See, we always wonder what is going to happen live, and that happens. I'll have to watch it later just so I can see my Blair Witch Project style where I was flopping around everywhere.
Oh God, yeah, Chris Garfield, great show. Yeah, that was a great Christmas special. I enjoyed it. I don't know what to say. Go ahead, Tyler. Oh Jesus, I gotta get the water on my eyes.
The water always crying.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Tyler.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Do you want us to show us the plumbing in your bathroom next before we get up here?
Nope, all good. And I went out with I have long johns that has a big hole in my knee, too. I'm out there looking like the poorest guy in the world. Got a mask, I got a ripped pajamas.
A can of, like, open beefaroni in a can. You just walk, hey, kids, you seeing this?
Anybody want some hot sauce sandwiches?
Yeah, offering kids hot sauce sandwiches. You like chili on your hot sauce sandwiches there, kids?
I just don't know what to do. Okay, well, everybody in the chat room seemed to enjoy that crazy live moment. Okay, I forget.
Okay. Joe just goes all to hell when Joe decides to step outside and show us his world.
And Iceman Traveler said, this is entertaining as shit, though. He says, my eyes are watering. He said, I was laughing so hard. And then JSP said, like a deformed elf. So I gotta stop. Okay, I forgot.
Demon people out there with his hot sauce sandwiches scaring the kids.
Sometimes your head goes
3 days before Christmas.
Oh, I completely forgot that we had people in the chat room, so I wasn't even I just wanted to get that
get the hell up and go outside. Hey, look at the fire truck, Daddy.
Oh, God.
Leave me and Nathan in here. Okay, Nathan, you're looking at today.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, hey, look at this. And, you know, Tyler's still over there, like, you know, crying from watching Garfield and being all sad and everything.
And when I went out, my camera screwed up to where I couldn't even see anything. I had to keep hitting buttons. Then I reversed it where it was showing my hand. And I hit it again, and then it finally gave it. It took forever, but I got it going. But, all right, well.
Get it going.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I think that wraps up. I don't know how you want to end this, Tyler, Nathan. What you guys have to say before we wrap it up? And
how are we going to end the show with just like, okay, I guess tune in next week, people.
Stupid. Well, next weekend, we'll be getting back.
There's no proper, like, you know, capper to this segment here. There's no final thoughts like Jerry Springer. There is no... You know, I guess we could do like Raw, like you know, hey, we're out of time on Monday night.
Greatest night in history of our sport.
Yeah, I remember when they used to do that. Yeah, they used to wrap it up and things were going wild and it just went off.
What we could have done is when Joe's out there causing all kinds of chaos, it's like, we're out of time on Beyond Retro. See you next week, people. And then cut it right there.
Right.
It's
like, they...
What happened, man? Did Joe get abducted? Did he steal kids? And
is he going to have to register as a pedophile now? Like, what's the deal?
I hated when they used to do that in the old days of wrestling. When they, you knew it was going to happen too. Because anytime they started talking fast, raising their voice, you knew, okay, they're going to end it right now. And then you're not going to see what happens.
Yeah, most of the time, it's just like a random fight. And they never followed up with it the following week. It was just like some sort of like, yeah, we have no way to end the show. Just cut it.
Yeah.
And make it look like something big.
Oh, but no, next week we'll be... Go ahead.
I was going to say, you guys want... I was going to throw this out, too, just as a possible idea. You guys are not in any way obligated to say yes, but I figured, I guess we got one more episode in December, so I guess that could be kind of a random, but would you guys want to do like a Van Damme month for January?
Oh,
no.
We could do a couple episodes.
You guys can go to hell.
No, I want to do Van Damme.
Just right now, right? You want it at your own convenience, right, Jeremy?
No, we can do Van Damme. I didn't know about a whole month, but damn, I mean, Van Damme's good enough to where, yeah, we could do an episode of anything of his and spread them around. But
like a particular. All right. If Joe wants to be stingy,
you got to do Bloodsport. It has to be Bloodsport.
All right. Then we won't do a full month. But you guys want to do Bloodsport?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do that next week?
If you want to. Or, I mean, if you want to do Ghostbusters 2 because of that 25-second clip when it was New Year's Eve.
Climax is on New Year's Eve. I think you two owe it to yourselves to admit defeat and say that Ghostbusters is a holiday film. What more better way to commemorate that on the eve of the New Year's Eve episode?
Nah, I say let's just do Bloodsport.
Okay.
All right. And yes, JSP, we will be doing Schwarzenegger movies. Don't you worry. Yeah, we will be doing Arnold.
Yeah, we'll be doing Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Seagal, Chuck Norris. You know, we'll be covering the classic. This is an infinite list of episodes we can do. Just, I think it's better for us if we dedicate one episode to a movie, so that way we can really flesh out our thoughts and views on a particular film, and as opposed to trying to cram in all the god-awful Halloween sequels in one episode where I just want to blow my brains out.
Yeah, that was a lot of rambling. Speaking of that, might as well drop a little thing of Halloween news, and I didn't know if this was just a rumor mill, but it's popping up.
He's going to be in Charlotte at Mad Monster in February.
Who's going to be there, did you say?
Well, I'm assuming you're going to mention Nick Castle coming back to play the Boogeyman.
He had to ruin my moment. Well, Nick Castle, yes, is supposed to be returning as Michael Myers in the new Halloween coming out in 2018. So that should be pretty cool. I mean, just to think of the one who started it and the one that, well, he's going to be in this. Maybe it'll be the last. Well, you know it ain't going to be the last. They'll have some other crazy spin-off in the future. But just for him to return, it'd be kind of cool. So, yes, Nick Castle coming back for the new Halloween movie in 2018.
Yeah, like after hearing that news for that, since we're going to that convention next month, I kind of wanted to stop by and, like, at least maybe talk to him about that and sort of pick his brain. How that came about, why they came to that decision. Because it seems sort of like an odd choice when you think about it.
Well, I mean, and Dick Warlock, who played Michael in the second film, I thought had Michael down perfect, too. You know, people just couldn't figure out the mannerisms of Michael. Plus, aside from they couldn't get the mask right either, but it almost felt like these guys weren't really doing anything specific. But at least I think with what Nick did in the first film, Dick Warlock at least tried to keep the same mannerisms, the same stiffness of Michael, you know, and not the scoliosis version that's in part four. And I don't remember what the version was in part five and six, but.
Yeah, there was some strange version.
Maybe it's just a kind of an extra kick to get people's interest in this remake or sequel that Jamie Lee's back, John Carpenter's on as executive producer working on the soundtrack, and we're going to bring back the guy who actually played the original Shape in the film. So I almost feel like it's adding more spices to the stew to entice you, to bring you over to want to sample this because you're bringing in a lot of familiar faces to it.
And you said that was Mad Monster or something, or what was that?
Mad Monster in Charlotte, which is a convention me and Nathan have gone to several times. We haven't gone in the last 2 years because the guest list sucked and it's just getting too much money. But in February, Nick Castle's going to be there. Freddy Krueger himself, Robert Englund's going to be there. And three members of the cast of Aliens, Lance Henriksen, Michael Biehn, and the lady who plays Vasquez.
And they still have more people to announce, too. And then they're also in... May, and I just found out about this last week, there's going to be another horror convention in Charlotte, Days of the Dead, and they're going to have pretty much all of the cast of Nightmare on Elm Street 3. So I'm probably going to have to go and get that poster, like, just completely signed by everybody. I have to.
And you said that's Mad Monster, it's in Charlotte, and because the reason I was asking the date was, I know JSP was saying what convention, he didn't know about that in the chat room, so is that,
February 16th, 17th, and 18th in Charlotte, I believe, it's right after Valentine's Day, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, yeah, and even our producer, Dirt, he put it on my wall. I couldn't remember the date, and he might know, because if he's listening, but he said that there's going to be a convention where they're going to have three of the actors who portrayed Jason from Friday the 13th. Yeah. They're all going to be there in outfits or in their, in their movie outfits, but I'd have to, I don't know, Dirt, if you're listening, if you jump in and say that, but if not, I'll get the info to people later. I just can't remember.
That reminds me and Nathan aren't interested in seeing this guy, but Joe would be, that Ken, what's his name, who played Jason in Freddy versus Jason, will
Kurtzinger?
Be doing... What's that?
Ken Kurtzinger?
Yes, yeah. He'll be photo ops in makeup, full makeup in Charlotte.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Shoot, yeah, you guys are definitely going to have to get pictures of all that stuff. And, yeah, if you can find out some info and stuff and pick Nick Castle's brain, too, for Michael Myers, that'd be kind
of
cool.
We're going to be like one of those obnoxious guys like, yeah, you know, we do this, like, cool podcast on YouTube. So do you mind if we, like, bug the hell out of you for, like, 15 minutes and you answer our questions awkwardly and we ask you, like, the same generic questions, like, so what was it like being Michael Myers in 1977, and they give you a bunch of awkward answers and, you know.
I'm kind of curious because the other years, like, we didn't do that. I wonder if any of them would be okay if we were like, hey, you know, if we just post this on Facebook or something, would you be all right with it? Like, for, I don't know. I figure some would probably be dicks about it, but maybe we should try to do that. Not to be like, hey, we do a podcast or anything, but it's just, I don't know, some of those questions that we, that we've asked people in the past, like, I wish I could have had.
They're being recorded. They're like off putting. Cause you never, you almost feel like, what is this? Why are you recording me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, cause we've seen people do that, you know, and I know a lot of times they're like, you know,
yeah, that's true.
But you know, I don't know. I almost feel like who, you know, with the time that we have to go to that convention, we're not going to have a whole lot of time to sit down and do that kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
It'll be a sort of limited time.
But, I'll be curious. Yeah, whatever you guys do, yeah, it'll be just interesting to see what happens. Either way, well, whatever comes out of
this, I mean, because we've asked lots of questions. Joe can appreciate this. When we met Kane Hodder the second time, that's right, a second time.
Of course, I haven't met him one fucking time. But go ahead, rub the salt in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I talked to Danielle Harris first, and she was.
You know, talked to Danielle Harris too?
Yeah.
Oh, that fine little thing! Really? Damn.
She what is talkative as you think, thought she probably just assumed every guy that was there was like greaseball, like, you know, you almost felt like she felt that she was being, you know, degraded almost, like when you would, I got my picture with her and everything. I mean, she's a beautiful girl, very small.
Hell yeah, she's a fine thing. God almighty.
What?
I said she's a fine people thing. I said, good God almighty. I just, God, you got so lucky. Oh,
well, it wasn't as memorable because she just wasn't as personable with you. And I asked her, I said, so you work with Steven Seagal on Marked for Death? And she looked at me like I farted.
Because she wasn't expecting that, huh? Yeah.
Well, she's a child during that film. But the look she gave me was like, obviously, even as a kid, she must have not had the best experience working with Steven Seagal. Because she said, well, yeah, talk to Kane about that. Kane's got better stories than I do about it. And I'm like, okay. And so we go and talk to Kane. And I did mention to Kane about Alligator too. And he looked at me like, oh, God, this guy found out I was in that.
Of course.
You know, it was great. But I think we did mention to him about working with Steven Seagal. And he just was saying that Steven just wanted to make everything. I mean, if he's going to hit, like, he's not going to pretend to hit you. He's going to hit you for real. And Kane's a big, solid as a rock guy. And to sit there and take after take after take to beat, you know, having Akita thrown at you left and right, you just would want to strangle the guy. And just validating that Steven Seagal really likes to hit his stuntmen in these fights. It makes you wonder if Out for Justice, where he's got the eight ball wrapped up in the rag, smacking people around left and right. Kind of imagine if some people probably did take an eight ball to the head.
I sure hope not, because that would have hurt horribly. I always love that scene. I love when he knocked out the guy's teeth out of his mouth with that. Yeah. Man, that was a good scene.
That was probably real. No, shoot it, you know.
Anybody seen Richie? Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo? I love when he went in there and did his whole little thing to all the punks. You tough guy. Oh, sorry. Now we're going to have to, we'll have to get the Seagal's movies eventually, too. It's good ones. The first
one. How are we going to do this? I guess we just would have to bounce back and forth, you know, where Nathan will pick a Stallone movie, Joe picks a Seagal movie, I'll pick an Arnold movie, or Nathan picks a Chuck Norris movie, or all over the place. You know, I don't know how we're going to do it, since Joe doesn't want to do a full month.
Yeah, not a full month. We'll get some stuff, but we'll
hey, how about we just do like one Arnold movie or what? Like, we'll do it like one of those each month.
How about this? How about we could even have just action movie month, to where we could pick one. We could be Seagal.
Okay, but then I almost feel like I don't want people to think that we're limiting ourselves, because there's.
Well, hold on, we're not. See, hold on, listen. We'll do an action. We'll do an action movie month where we could do Seagal, Van Damme, Chuck Norris, Schwarzenegger, whatever it may be. And then, of course, we go through our other months doing other things, but then we still put in action movies here and there. It's not like we're ever just not going to ever talk about another action movie again. Of course we're going to do it, just like we talk about TV and other crazy stuff, but maybe one month dedicated just some good action movies, and each week it'll be a different actor.
Okay, so we're like Nathan was saying that one episode a month from now on will be devoted to one of the classic, and we just talk about a particular film. Like, we'll start out with Van Damme's Bloodsport next week. So a month from there, we'll pick a classic Arnold film. And then a month from there, we'll pick classic Clint and Seagal and Norris. And then we you know, throw in a classic Wesley Snipes, like Demolition. Well, not Demolition, because Stallone's in that one. Like Passenger 57 or something like that, or whatever.
Sure, there's plenty. Yeah, there's plenty. So, yeah, we have a lot of stuff.
Okay. Beyond, all right. Yeah. I'll go along with the program. Let's go with the program.
All right. Well, I'm still wiped out from going outside. So, Tyler, Nathan, you guys, if you got closing remarks, go ahead, and then we can wrap it up so I can relax after I scared the kids.
I guess you want to bring it back around sort of to the Garfield special? Do you want to? Anyone have any closing thoughts on that at all?
Well, closing thoughts. I haven't, like I said, I didn't see it since I was a kid until last week when I watched again after we had our Christmas episode of Beyond Retro. It took me right back. Like I said, after I started seeing a lot of parts, I remembered it when I was a kid. And no, it's something again you do not see nowadays in current Christmas shows. The ones I think it's over the top. They like I said, they try too hard. They force comedy. They're trying to wow you sometimes with, you know, some of the really good special effects if it's that CG stuff, but they're just missing the simple stuff that can touch your heart. I don't feel that heart-touching stuff in current Christmas specials, but Garfield took me back just like all the others. But for those who've never seen it, go ahead and watch it. I mean, it's a classic, and it should be on TV, you know, at least once a year, just like Charlie Brown and the rest of them.
Yeah. It's heavily underrated, just like Will Benton's Claymation Christmas, and I'm sure everybody's got particular favorites, like Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. That's another one I feel like never – I've heard it mentioned before. I know Kevin Smith and Paul Dini talked about it on the, I think, Fat Man on Batman podcast one time. But that's another underrated one. But to keep it with Garfield, if you haven't seen it or I suggest going back and rewatching it without our commentary so you can really get the moments we're talking about and the humorous times, the emotional times, and you know, try your best to make it one of your at least once a year watches. You know, give it a spin. You know, once, especially close to Christmas, because it's a magical Christmas special. I recommend watching it closer to Christmas, the better. Like a Friday like this, or hell, even Christmas Eve evening, or
watch it tomorrow evening. Watch it.
Turn your Christmas tree on. Turn all the lights off and put on the Garfield Christmas special, and I mean if that doesn't intensify your Christmas spirit, I don't know what will.
I thought Joe was going back out to scare the kids again. I saw him.
I was just grabbing my balls. This is my bag. My this was
MRP. Balls.
Hey, oh yeah,
my balls.
I've seen those.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen the new ones, but this is the Jason Mad Ball. I love that they have a Jason one. They have Freddy. They have Leatherface. I think. They have Predator in the Xenomorph.
Okay. I saw people were picking those up at like Best Buy, but I went into our Best Buy and I didn't see any of them.
Yeah, because I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know if they popped anywhere else, but believe it or not, out of all places, these Madballs, when they first came out, were Best Buy exclusives. These horror Madballs are Best Buy exclusives. And when I went in there, who do you think was the one person that was gone? Jason. There was tons of Freddy and everything else. And so I think they were $9.99. I think it was $9. I mean, I don't get many things, but when I seen this and I knew it was an exclusive, I said I had to have it. But I got on, I asked him, I said, hey, if you get more, could you call me? And then they sure enough got it. And that's the only way I was able to get Jason, because he's always the quickest. Anytime there's some Jason related merchandise, he's always gone before everybody else, usually followed by Freddy, but I got him. He's pretty damn cool. It's kind of gross. You know, got like worms coming out of the head. And
sculpt looks really good. I'm curious to see what the Predator one looks like.
Yeah, the Predator one was actually pretty cool. I know you could Google search that image, but yeah, shoot, they're worth it. I mean, especially if it's just an exclusive to Best Buy and you ain't going to see many more of them. It was just cool to see Madballs because – you know, it's a coincidence he's got that worm coming out of his eye. The only Madball I ever owned as a kid in this big form was Slobulus. And you remember how his eye was coming down? I just thought that was kind of weird and a coincidence out of all things. But, yeah.
Odd thing to kind of, like, bring back after such a long time. It's kind of weird in a way. It's like, oh, yeah, let's bring back Madballs.
Heck, didn't they even – I think they even re-released Madballs, like the original Madball line.
The baseball and the mummy one, and I don't know all their technical names. I never owned any of them.
Yeah, and they even have, I think, mini blind box ones or something, small ones. So, yeah, they're bringing it back, but then they finally did some horror stuff. So, pretty cool. Yeah, it was random, but, yeah, I just had to do that. There you go. All right, Nathan, what about you? Any closing remarks before Tyler wraps us up?
No, just watching that again last night, like, I just have no recollection of ever watching it for some reason. I don't know why. Like, I probably did at some point, because I remember, like, it used to come on, probably late 80s to probably early 90s, because Garfield and Friends was still pretty popular around that time, too.
Garfield and Friends was running in syndication for many years into the 90s, because I remember Nickelodeon used to play them pretty frequently for a long time.
Yeah.
At the end of this Christmas special, it said 1991. So it almost felt like this version we got, you know, obviously it was, you know, still airing, I guess, at that time. But I never caught it or never saw it advertised. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nathan.
Oh, I just like, because last night I watched that and I watched Mickey's Christmas Carol. Because that had been a while since I watched that, a few years. And, like, you're talking about the animation in Garfield. Like, I think I said, I may have said it last week, but just the animation in the Mickey's Christmas is, like, really good. Like, really, really good. There were parts I'm just like, wow, like, that looks amazing. It's sad that there's just sort of that lack of, like, hand-drawn cartoons now. It's like, yeah, we can just put it all on the computer. But, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and make it look cheap looking as possible, you know. It's
because it's cheaper to do. That's what I've heard. They want to do when they do their animation. It's cheap.
Films, like when you look at the old Disney films, that those guys hand drew every shot that's in that movie.
And that fluid motion, because everything that looked back then, those Disney cartoons were so fluid and animated, almost lifelike. And now you kind of get the quick stuff, like, hey, it's quick to just do. And really quick, Eric Amon said he has a question, but guaranteed Tyler will know this because he mentions him. He said, who remembers the California Raisins Christmas special? Well, I know Tyler, because he was bringing that up.
Yes,
where were absolutely. You last week?
Yeah. Eric,
he missed us last week. Tyler brought that up. He was bringing up all those kind of claymation specials, correct?
Yeah, and I believe that's on YouTube. I think I'll have to double check. Of course, I always just watch the burn copy that I've got. But it should be on there.
I think those segments are in pieces. I don't think it's all together.
Oh, okay.
Because I looked it up and saw, like, you know, they're like 4 or 5 minutes a piece. I think they're on there, but they're split up. So
Eric Amon said, sorry. He said, I missed it. So he missed the last episode, but you can still definitely go back and watch, you know, catch it. And JSP also mentioned, he said, Garfield and Friends was airing on CBS in the early 90s. He says, I remember seeing it at early Saturday mornings before the hour block of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So there you go from JSP.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe it was a rights thing. Like, maybe once Garfield and Friends stopped airing on CBS, they were just like, oh, well, we're not going to do the Christmas special anymore.
Something must have came up. Something.
Yeah, I mean, it's been on DVD. You can purchase. I mean, I've got it on DVD too. But yeah, it may be a rights issue. You know?
Try to find that little clip or a little still image, Tyler, of the one of them under the table where you said they were all smiling, ready for the food, since they didn't show it on this one. At least get a little.
Like when you watch original episodes of Saved by the Bell or like Seinfeld, like when they were originally aired, there's more scenes. Like when we get around to doing Saved by the Bell, I'd always watch it in syndication on TBS. And when I purchased it on DVD, there's certain episodes that have got extra scenes back in there because that was the original one that's released in syndication. They'll chip away some of the scenes.
Same thing with Married with Children,
the Christmas special.
Yeah. Yep, they do a lot of shows. Like I said, Married with Children gets so butchered. You get them on DVD, you're like, wow. I mean, the thing is, you can even remember, like, when you used to watch them, like when it was on, you know, Fox 36. And if it was rerun, I remembered all the stuff. But once it went to TBS, I remember I was like, wait a second, I know there was another scene. What happened to this scene? What happened to that scene? And then I got them on DVD, and I was like, there they are. So, yeah, each station has a weird way of editing and cutting pieces, and it can get quite annoying at times. But, all right, man. Well, Tyler, you go ahead. You wrap us up. And, yes, Merry Christmas to you all in the chat room, JSP. Eric, everybody was watching us. We appreciate all your thoughts in the chat.
Thank you for joining us for our final Christmas episode. And we want to wish, you know, everybody that's listening to this, you know, as it's being recorded or at some point, just wish everyone the best of holidays, especially a very Merry Christmas. we'll be back for the new year, or pre-new year, with packing a punch and some fan damage with Bloodsport. So if the tender moments and kindness are, you've had enough of it, we'll be coming back with low blow punches and Bolo Young kicking ass and Ray Jackson with blood all over his face and what's that? Yeah, okay, USA. So, you know,
poor guy. I gotta say, even before we get to commentary of that next week, I remember that guy looks so over the top excited just to deliver his one line, like he's thinking.
Oh, he probably doesn't speak any English, but it's the one you say, "Okay, USA," with that deep voice.
He looks so damn happy that he finally got to say his line and do the thumbs up. That gets me every time I watch it. I crack up. Oh, I'll save it for next week.
And I got this dubbed, like, you know, and because a lot of those films they'll dub over certain characters and you don't know it because it seems to float. And who's to say that guy didn't have a deep voice? You know what we're talking about, Nathan?
I gotta rewatch Bloodsport. I'm so, like, my memory's so bad with things. Like, I could watch something and if a year later I'll forget like most of it. Well, my memory's terrible.
Hell, I forget what I'm talking about 5 minutes ago. So let alone, so don't even worry about that. My memory is really bad at times.
Weapon moments.
Yeah, I don't even know what I just did outside. But all right, well, yeah. So all that's Tyler. Oh, Tyler, tell everybody where to go, where they can catch past episodes, where to go, and go ahead.
All Beyond Retro episodes are available on YouTube and on Podbean, and go to the Beyond Retro Facebook page. It's constantly updated with the links for the downloadable link, which will be available in the coming days. Nathan, Joe, and myself, and Doug are all available on Facebook for thoughts and criticisms. And we're not getting any thoughts or criticisms, people. Aren't people pissed off about anything? Are they happy about anything? Let us know. We want to know your thoughts, you know, things you want us to cover or talk about. You know, we encourage participation, you know. So people in the chat room, you got something you want us to talk about, throw it at Nathan, throw it at Joe, throw it at me, throw it at somebody.
We'll definitely be getting to anything. And all.
I mean, if you want there to be an episode where Joe and I talk about all of our video game accomplishments, just to make Tyler pissed off, please.
That's going to be a fun episode.
I can get here and look at my butthole for an hour and a half, and it'll be great.
Yep, because in back of me, you see there's that closet over there where I have this He-Man door hanger hanging on that back there. But in that closet lies the Jacket of Wonders. That is the jacket that was won during the Great Spider-Man contest of the 90s. It was for the Sega CD system. And this jacket, it is a one-of-a-kind jacket. It's leather, and it has original artwork of Spider-Man and webbing on the arms. And it's an absolute treasure and delight. And I will share it with you when Nathan and I speak of all our great video game accomplishments. Oh, Tyler, sorry. You all right, Tyler? Everything cool? He's like, yes, I'm done now, Tyler Baker.
Do we have any time for Christmas hauls from our childhood just to make it better for him?
Just a little bit. Oh,
no, I guess Tyler. I wanted to mention that it's looking pretty likely that I'm getting that that Raphael NECA Ninja Turtle from the movie.
Oh, I have no doubt. And in fact, you've probably gotten your dad to pre-order the trench coat version, then somehow you managed to get Michelangelo and the baby turtles ordered pre-ordered somehow. Donatello and Leonardo. And you're like, you know what? I didn't even ask for them.
So on the Bloodsport episode, we're gonna have to ask Tyler if he got Leonardo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. We'll do that. We'll bring that up. So okay, guys. Well,
I'm prepared to have a well. I almost feel like, you know, well, I will have gotten him, probably not for Christmas, but by God, I will make sure I'm going to shell out that $100 bucks to get that NECA Leonardo.
There you go, fork out the money. So again, everyone in the chat room, thank you for joining us. When, of course, yes, we hope you have a great Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everything. But of course, you're going to catch us before New Year next week. But hope you enjoyed this episode, and yeah, I guess we'll catch you guys next week.
Week.
Right. Joe's got to go get that float.
Right now, scare the neighborhood claws. Scare the kids.
Yeah. There you go. See you guys.